Good evening. I'd like to call the Six Osage Nation Congress back to order. First item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee just met, and we are reporting bills ONCA 1971, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $584,727 and to establish an alternate effective date. Eli Potts is a sponsor, RJ Walker co-sponsor. Final committee action do pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $27,401,927, which includes $4 million of restricted revenue of the Wajaji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1991, an act to provide an appropriation for base pay and special adjustments for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $21,260 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1992, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3106 to prohibit the accrual of unused health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler, co-sponsors Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONC 1993, an act to repeal 15 ONC Section 1A101 through 15 ONC Section 1A115 and amend 15 ONC Section 1A112 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. And the final committee action is do not pass. It's not properly engrossed, but that's the choice. ONCA 1994, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,744,079 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts, co-sponsor Congressman Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 1995, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $467,662 and to establish an alternate effective date. Eli Potts is a sponsor, RJ Walker co-sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. And ONCA 1996, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,933 for the judicial branch merit payments and $7,824 to the legislative branch for merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Eli Potts is the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Without objection, I'd like to move ONCA 1993 back to Committee of Jurisdiction.
I object.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to commit ONCA 1993 to the Appropriations Committee for further review.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to move ONCA 1993.
Congresswoman, we have a motion and a second.
Apologize.
Any discussion? Congressman Walker.
Well, unfortunately, we are where we are with this bill. Although I respectfully understand your attempt to move it back to the Committee of Jurisdiction as the Speaker, I just feel like we are at a point where we need to vote on this. I just feel like there's been a lot of actions taken today, and let's make a decision on this. So with that said, Mr. Speaker, that's why I objected, okay?
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to vote no for this motion to go back to committee.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'll be voting no.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I believe that in our legislative process, we have the ability to put things back in to committees of jurisdiction. This bill was authored a lot of confusion at the table previous to engrossment. I believe sitting in these chairs that we're supposed to be making decisions about our laws, reasoning on them together. It moves fast at the table when we just go back from general order day two and general order day three. Our Constitution mandates that we have budgetary law. Budget parameters is repealed. So I believe it's in the best interest of the people of the Osage Nation to put aside what happened earlier on all accounts, send this back to committee. We are at the end of our session. We have made it through this budgetary session without the original amendment in here that would free up the $1 million that is held by 98%. So I would say let's be a reasonable group of people, put it back in committee so we can discuss and debate it instead of a continuation of what we saw earlier on the floor. I'm voting to have this committed back to appropriations.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, we voted on it. Everyone knew what they were voting on earlier. The only reason that it's not properly engrossed is we have a minor glitch and we've got two things that conflict. So in the event that this doesn't go back to the committee of jurisdiction, then I'm going to move to place it on general order day two when amendments can be proposed so that we can fix the glitch and move on.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I was doing research this weekend on the history of the Health Benefit Act, and it too had a glitch, and it can't, if that's what you want to call it, and it came out of the Rules and Ethics Committee as not properly engrossed. It was sent back to committee, and that's been the practice of, to my recollection, most times. I can't say for sure every time, but I'm sure that most times it's sent back to the committee of jurisdiction, particularly when the legal legislative council is the one that had to get involved to tell us that there was something improper about the bill. So if there's something improper about the bill, then I think we need to send it back to committee to consider and correct it.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I was there in engrossment. While I'm not on the committee, there's nothing improper about the bill. And you're right, some things have come out as not properly engrossed and it's gone back to the committee of jurisdiction when there is a major flaw in it. That wasn't the case here at all.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards, I'm going to let you speak and then we're going to make a move. Go ahead, please.
Well, I asked legislative counsel about it and he informed me that there was inherent conflict in the law as engrossed, so I took him at his word.
Lastly, Congresswoman.
Well, there is. I look at these differently in the example given about the health benefit in this bill. So there is language that needs to be fixed, but I'm in agreement with if going back to general order day two, propose the amendment that fixes it, and then we turn around and vote on it again.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could you just repeat the motion again, please?
The motion is ONCA 1993 be placed back in Committee of Jurisdiction, which is the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Completed discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm sorry, I had to think what it was. No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The motion fails. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move that Bill ONCA 1993. I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1993 on General Order Day 2 so that amendments can be made.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman or Woman Whitehorn.
Could you repeat the motion? I got lost a minute.
The motion is to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1993 on General Order Day 2.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess to the call of the chair so that amendments can be prepared on this bill.
Second.
Excuse me, one moment. The motion was made to put ONCA 1993 on General Order Day 2, not on today's agenda.
I withdraw my motion then.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1993 on today's agenda on General Order Day 2 so that amendments can be proposed.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Now, Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess to the call of the chair so that amendments to the bill may be proposed.
Motion and a second. Congressman Walker.
I'm not exactly sure what all amendments might be considered, but this bill that I filed had two, what I would consider, rather benign amendments to the Budget Control Act. I brought forth an amendment earlier that was going to strike the 98% provision. That set us down this road to where we are now, where Congressman Potts brought forth an amendment to repeal the entire bill. So, in my opinion, recessing for amendments to be considered, I don't understand what, I can't think of what amendments might be considered at this point. In my opinion, let's stay in. There's an amendment that I'm looking at right now that would reassert Congressman Potts's amendment to repeal the bill. I think this body needs to vote on that, and let's move on.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I have some benign amendments I'd like to propose, but I need time to write them up and type them up as the speaker has asked. So I need a little time to get my benign amendments.
Any other further discussion? Motion to recess with a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
No.
Recall vote. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
Did you get Whitehorn?
Yes. She said yes. Speaker Tillman.
No.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
No.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
So just because Congressman Walker has his amendments ready and I don't have my amendments ready because I hadn't anticipated that this was going to happen, I'm being denied by this Congress the opportunity to propose amendments to this bill, which I
is a
I mean, I'm really trying to understand if that's the way, if that's where we are with this Congress right now. I have a couple of amendments that I'd like to propose, so I'm going to reassert my motion to recess for 20 minutes so that amendments may be proposed to the bill.
So motion on the floor.
Second.
Reassertion, there is no discussion. We'll vote on the reassertion. Roll call vote, please.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Fails. Back to the original motion, and Congressman Walker, do you have an amendment prepared at this time?
Can we at least have the copy of the engrossed bill? Do we have that?
Please be recognized. We may comment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Amendment 1, page 1, line 24 through 60, strike lines 24 through 60.
Second.
Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards?
I don't have a copy of it.
I don't have a copy of the bill, but since this is the way my fellow congressmen are treating me, page one, line 40 to 46, strike lines 40 to 46. Second.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Would my congress members indulge me in getting a copy of the bill that we're supposed to be considering right now?
Congresswoman Edwards?
I'd like to withdraw that motion and reassert it. Page one, lines 19 through 22, strike lines 19 through 22.
Second.
Any further amendments? Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, if everyone can follow what we've done, then I won't move to recess, but I think as a courtesy, the Congress members should have a copy of the amendments. So I move to recess so that amendments may be, copies of the amendments may be made.
Second.
Now y'all can vote yes.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. We're in recess. The call of the chair.